What do you know about the FTAA, the proposed free trade area of the Americas? Proponents tell us that the FTAA is merely about lowering trade barriers. They say it's a plan to create prosperity and enhance freedom throughout the Western Hemisphere, and that busy Americans don't need to be concerned about it. But they aren't telling us about the massive loans, bribes, and transfers of authority. They aren't telling us that their goal is to eliminate our independence by creating a new regional government. They aren't telling us that the FTAA is really part of a huge power grab. The proponents simply aren't proclaiming their true intentions. But you can learn what they are. Visit StopTheFTAA.org. Then tell Congress to reject any plan for the free trade area of the Americas. That's StopTheFTAA.org.
This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, popular speaker, and the author of 20 books, including the new book, Feminist Fantasies, that reveals the feminist influence in the media, on college campuses, and right in your children's classrooms. And now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
A major threat to American sovereignty and jobs is coming from what is called CAFTA. That stands for Central America Free Trade Agreement, and Congress is expected to vote on CAFTA very soon. CAFTA is a trade agreement that is supposed to help the American economy, but it's a fraud, just like its predecessor, NAFTA, the North American Free Trade Agreement. When Congress passed NAFTA 10 years ago, its supporters promised us that it would stop or slow illegal aliens from coming in and stop or slow illegal drugs from coming in. Both promises turned out to be pie in the sky. We now have a much worse problem with both. CAFTA will take jobs away from Americans and give them to cheap labor in Central America. CAFTA's promise that the Central American countries will be a big market for U.S.-produced goods is absurd. Half of the people in CAFTA countries live on $2 a day or less. The average CAFTA country has an economy about the size of Mobile, Alabama. The push for CAFTA is coming from those who look upon Central America as a source of bargain basement labor costs. Big businesses want to close down their U.S. plants, use cheap labor in Central America, and then bring the finished goods back into the U.S. duty-free to compete with honest U.S. employers who are trying to retain jobs for their American employees. On top of this body blow to American jobs, CAFTA, just like NAFTA, makes our trade and commerce subject to foreign tribunals. Everybody who cares about keeping America free from the dictates of foreign courts and bureaucracies should be up in arms about CAFTA. CAFTA will come up for a vote in Congress very soon. We need your help. Call your U.S. representative and ask him to defeat CAFTA. You don't need any bill number. Everybody knows it as CAFTA.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Do you believe corporations should be allowed to lay off American citizens and replace them with foreign workers at half the pay? Write Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002 for free information on what's happening to American jobs. That's Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002, or go online to eagleforum.org. And join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Are you one of the millions who have trouble waking up every morning? Hit the snooze a few too many times? Need that morning cup of coffee to get you started? Why not put a little spice in your morning with Gano Cafe? Gano Cafe, a healthy coffee, gives you energy and vigor, increases your focus and mental clarity. Gano Cafe helps the body heal itself, strengthen the immune system, and waste elimination for detoxification. If you're a coffee drinker, you won't believe the wonderful taste of this great coffee. Ganoderma, commonly known as the reishi mushroom, has been utilized in Chinese medicine for over 2,000 years. Also known as the longevity herb, miraculous king of herbs, it's more powerful than ginseng and has much lower caffeine and acid. To get your cup of great-tasting coffee, go to healthycoffeeonline.com or call 1-888-841-6055. That's 1-888-841-6055.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
From the heartland of America comes a harvest of insight and entertainment. This is the Common Sense Coalition, the Derry Brownfield Show, starring Derry Brownfield. And here's the star of the show, now the man who says a balanced diet is a cookie in each hand, Derry Brownfield.
Hello there. Derry Brownfield here, and I am happy that you're along on this adventure in broadcasting. It is the talk show with the country flavor and some common sense points of view. Interesting story that's been taking place here in Missouri. And although it's in Missouri, it proves that when enough people get upset enough, things can happen that cause change. Now, if you are a regular listener, back, it was last winter, that the Missouri State Legislature passed HB 1433, which actually set up a system whereby water meters could be placed upon private wells. The thing slipped through the House because it was kind of done on the sly. It was there were some things that were not right about the way the bill, and we'll talk to Russell Wood here in just a moment. He can explain it in better detail than I can. But it slipped through Congress and was signed into law. So here in the state of Missouri, we could be required to put water metering devices on our private wells that we use for our private homes or for watering livestock or whatever it happens to be. When the people, we the people, once realized what was in this bill, it created enough concern, enough meetings were held, the sponsors of the bill were brought into these meetings, and it was all changed. Well, not all, but practically all changed. And I have with me today Russell Wood, who heads up one of the groups that helped find out what was actually taking place here in this state and how it was accomplished. And, Russell, it's good to have you again as a guest on the Common Sense Coalition.
Well, thank you. Good to be on.
You know, we kind of kept our people up to date on this, but we didn't know whether or not the governor was going to sign this bill, because he was caught kind of in, thank you, Jim, he was caught kind of in betwixt and between on this thing, wasn't he?
Yes, he had reportedly said that that he didn't want any changes in the original bill, and that he would stop it from happening. Well, we got, he did sign this into law yesterday, so we're over that hump. He did sign it.
But he didn't want anybody to know that he signed it, did he?
It was not a public signing, no. No, it was held in a private signing. And I've neither seen nor heard anything news-wise from the regular media so far, but there may be. But, had such popular support and such widespread support in the legislature. You know, we had...
You mean when it passed the first time?
This time.
Oh, the second time around.
We had a good two-thirds majority in both the House and the Senate on the bill which replaced much of the original 1433. And that's what he signed. He was sort of kind of alone on that, because the was such a majority, you know, seeing it our way to repeal some of that stuff.
Bring our listeners up to date, because it really, after it's all over with, I think it's a great thing that all this took place, because it proves, first of all, how secretive our legislature can be, and how demonic some of these bills are, and how strong we the people can be when we see what's happening.
I think it's a perfect example of all those things. Now, when we got into this, one of the county commissions around here was approached about appointing a representative from their county to this newly created board that runs this watershed district. You see, the 1433 set up a complete layer of government, extra layer of government, called a watershed district, which was a political entity, a real political entity, with its own powers. And it is to be run by representatives from each county.
Would these be appointed, or would they be elected?
They're appointed by the county commission first time around. And that was one of the selling points on getting the whole thing in, was that local control. Well, local control was supposed to be, and is, to the biggest part, people who are part of the Nature Conservancy, the Sierra Club group, the Green People. And that's supposed to be the local control. That's when we first realized that this thing needed looking at a little harder. So one of the county commissioners, or commissions, actually in Wright County, they set up a meeting between a representative of this newly formed political body and those of us of the property rights group. So we all learned a lot that day, learned that there was nothing voluntary about the whole thing. They had been told, and we'd been told beforehand, that this is everything was voluntary, it was all up to county commissions, you know, you just did it if you wanted to, and so on and so forth. But at that point, we learned that this thing had been set up. It was law. It was set up by the state legislature, signed by the governor, and it was in existence. It was a nothing voluntary so far as being included. And they'd set up this 9-county district. So that's when we went to work to try to get something done.
But it could have been set up in every county in the state with the passage of that bill, or the signing of that first bill. Yeah, let's take a break here, Russell. We're going to have to do that. We'll be right back. Our number is 1-800-973-3779. Your calls are welcome.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show. It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
Hello, this is Christine with bringemhome.org. Are you a parent disinclined to seeing your sons and daughters used as mortar bait for the New World Order? With no end in sight to the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, along with the looming possibility of an escalation of conflict into Iran and Syria, we need to send a definitive message to the warmongering politicians. Bring our troops home now. We have Bring 'Em Home magnetic ribbons, which are available in any quantity. Like the upside-down flag, these ribbons are inverted to symbolize a state of distress. Place these ribbons on your cars and help us wake up the sleeping public. Don't wait until the military draft is implemented. Don't wait until it's too late. Get your ribbons now. Your Bring 'Em Home ribbons can be purchased at rbnlive.com or at bringemhome.org or call 877-605-9200.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Today with Russell Wood and talking about the repeal of this water meter bill. Now, that's what the bill wasn't called that in the beginning. I don't even remember what the correct term was, but everybody that saw it and realized what it was, we just called it the water meter bill because they were going to put meters on all of our private wells is what it amounted to. The bill was repealed except for what, those 7 or 9 counties down in southwest Missouri. Is that right?
The 9-county district still exists.
But they can get out if they vote to do that, can
each
they not?
Each county can vote themselves out of the district.
Okay, but then other counties, and see, there's 114 counties in the state of Missouri. So the other 100 and whatever that is, they don't have to be concerned about this, at least at the time being.
For the time being, that whole part that authorized creating new districts, it was taken out.
Okay, I think the interesting thing here is that the people that were behind this was Nature Conservancy, Silver Dollar City, which is big in the Branson area, and Bass Pro. And Bass Pro Shop, I don't know if they're worldwide or not, but for those of listeners that are not familiar with Bass Pro, you might want to describe Bass Pro for us.
Well, it's a huge retail, actually, it's the state of Missouri's number one attraction, if you can believe it.
Really?
Retail store, yeah.
I didn't realize that.
I mean, that's big business. But this group is called the Upper White River Watershed Foundation, I believe it is. And they were the sponsoring group or the group that pushed getting this thing done originally. Since then, their executive director, a gentleman named Floyd Gilzoy, has been appointed to a job in the State Department of Natural Resources. So, and then we find out that he's a good friend of the governor's family.
Yeah, you see,
all these things create connections that eventually fit together.
Right. That's why the governor didn't want to sign this or let anybody know that he signed it.
I guess that the governor seemed to take a position of being in favor of the original 1433 and opposed to any changes before he even heard our side of it. You know, we were hearing that he was against this when he hadn't even listened to what we were talking about. So that made you wonder right off the bat.
Yeah, let's explain to our listeners, because we do have some new listeners that we didn't have when this was all taking place, and we're not going to have time before the commercial break. But when the original bill was read by the committee, that I don't remember what committee that was, but it was, what, 8 or 10 pages, something like that?
Well, there was one version of it that was a page and a half.
Yeah, and then it went up to 12 pages.
Yeah.
Okay, let's take a break. We'll be right back. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition. Our number is 1-800-973-3779, and your calls are welcome.
The Jerry Brownfield Show.
Go fight Father Time with Cocoon GH. This advanced growth hormone spray delivers impressive results. Listen to what 51-year-old Gail Contax experienced while on Cocoon GH.
My eyesight was failing. My skin was sagging. I was losing muscle tone and my bones and joints were aching. I initially got started on a product called Ultimate HGH. I felt a little more energy for the first few weeks, but then I began to feel tired again. Then I heard an ad on Cocoon GH and gave a call. I learned that Ultimate HGH isn't even growth hormone. I started using Cocoon GH, and the first thing I noticed was my aches and pains went away. After another few weeks, my energy came up, as did my strength and endurance. I'm getting a better night's sleep and waking up feeling rested. My muscle tone and my eyesight both improved after 1 month. My sex drive got stronger, and much to my surprise, my menopausal symptoms went away and my period came back. I'm impressed beyond belief. Thanks, Cocoon Nutrition.
Satisfaction guaranteed. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions, and there are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat the symptoms. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
Talking about this water meter bill, Russell, this thing has happened pretty much, and I won't say nationwide, but there are a lot of states now that have gotten themselves into a very similar situation, have they not?
Yes, apparently so. I thought it was one thing I ran across when I was looking on the, I was looking up this White River watershed, and I pulled that up on the computer, and I started reading it. It was a White River watershed, but it was near Chicago, Illinois.
Really?
And it was exactly the same kind of thing that was going on down here and even had the same name. So it made you wonder, you know, how widespread it is and who's orchestrating all of this.
Well, we know it's being orchestrated. This stuff doesn't start out. Can't possibly be grassroots when all over the world we see exactly, and I say the world, we see exactly the same thing happening. It's not just here in the United States. It's around the globe.
That's right. This local people didn't wake up one morning and say, well, let's create us a watershed district and set up a political entity therein and where we can make our own rules and regulations concerning watersheds. No, it doesn't work that way. It comes from elsewhere, but it has to be dealt with on the local grounds. You know?
Back to that bill that was passed originally. When the committee, it's kind of coming back to me now. When the committee first saw that, it was just a couple of pages.
Uh-huh.
And then the bill the governor signed was, what, 12 pages or something? And, in other words,
14. Yeah.
14, yeah. The committee had never read the bill, and it was intentionally kept from them.
We found this to be the case with virtually every senator and representative we talked with and dealt with admitted that they were unaware of what was in the bill. And they didn't try to hide that fact. They said, we goofed up. We didn't study it. We were shown so-and-so. We thought that was it. We were told by the sponsor that it was okay. We believed it. A lot of this was just done on blind trust and not doing their homework. You know, these people that made the laws, they thought they were doing something good.
Now, this happened at the state level. This same thing happens regularly at the federal level.
Afraid so.
And we have a little bit, and this is why we need county government and then state government, and we don't need federal government. You can kind of control those people that you work with every day. Once they get to Washington, they smell the air, they drink the water, and, hey, they're not the same as when they were out here in the hills.
You know, we had county commissioners working with us on getting this thing changed. We had state representatives. We had senators. And one of the biggest things I learned was that instead of us standing back and hollering at each other, we sat down with each other and we went through the facts of the matter, not the emotion, not the publicity that the political people put out, not the ballyhoo from the Green Group, but the actual word for word that was in the bill. You know, this is that Ray Cuneo tactic of just sticking to the facts. And we found an amazing lot can be done by communicating with each other in that manner. And that's what we presented to the public. And you were at the meeting in Owensville.
Oh, yes.
And all we did was we read directly from the bill itself. Now,
I was going to say, and had the sponsor of the bill right there.
He was right there. I don't think he read it quite the way we did.
I don't think he wanted to be right there either.
No, not when it's all over. Although he did tell. I did hear him tell in a testimony before a committee later at the Jefferson City that he was well received there.
Well, he was.
He
was told exactly what people thought, too.
Yes, he was. But, you know, things can be done in a positive manner, but boy, it takes a lot of vigilance. It takes a lot of watching for these things and getting someone to start listening to you. After that Owensville meeting, there were a lot of people willing to listen because they heard that many people all speaking in one voice. Now, that got the message through.
Well, anyway, I just wanted to bring you on today, Russell, and kind of bring our listeners up to date because I think the great news is, well, first of all, that he signed the bill. The governor signed the bill now and eliminated most of our problems.
Yes.
But the big news is, hey, we can do something because so many people sit back and say, I know something needs to change. I know what needs to be done, but I'm just out here alone. I can't do anything. What can I do to help?
Uh-huh.
And we saw those people get together, and of course you and Ray Cuneo and several others worked together, fighting big money here. Nature Conservancy, Silver Dollar City, Bass Pro Shops. The odds were against the people by far, and yet when the Senate and the House voted on the repeal bill, it won by a 2/3 majority in both houses.
That's correct.
So anyway, Hey, we have once in a while, we don't always win the ball game, but we do get a man on base occasionally.
That's right. That's okay. Right. And you were a big help on
well,
this.
Well, I don't know about that. But Russell, appreciate your help, and thanks for coming on and kind of bringing us up to date on the progress that was made. Thanks again, Russell. We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Derry Brownfield here to tell you why the Aeronizer is the most advanced air purifier available. What the Aeronizer does, it puts out higher forms of energized oxygen into the air, which oxidizes pollutants. It actually destroys airborne particles and removes them from the air that you breathe. The Aeronizer destroys viruses, bacteria, molds, and pollens. I mean, it kills them dead, making your indoor environment healthier and safer. The Aeronizer literally reaches into carpets, furniture, drapes, clothing, and porous materials to remove cooking, pet, and smoke odors. The Aeronizer is a safe, effective, and affordable solution to unleashing the natural purifying power of oxygen to not filter, but actually purify the air. To get the Aeronizer, call toll-free 1-877-605-9200. That's 1-877-605-9200. Or go online at www.aranair.us.
Attention small business owners. Now you can get a one-page website for your business for $1.99 per year from 199site.com. That's 199site.com. Here's what you get for $1.99. A custom one-page website, your own domain name, as in yourbusinessname.com, your logo or pictures put on the site, website hosting for 1 year, a $155 value, up to 25 custom email accounts, 4 updates a year and more. No hidden charges, no tricks, nothing else to buy. $1.99 does it all. A well-designed professional website can give you added visibility and credibility. To get started today, call toll-free 1-866-438-6265. That's 1-866-438-6265. On the web at 199site.com. That's 199site.com.
There are two ways to do things, the hard way or the easy way. For example, I can go to my neighbor's house the hard way by going 23,999 and a half miles to the west. Or I can go the easy way, which is just a half mile to the east. Both ways get me to the same place. One way is very expensive and time-consuming. The other way is quick and simple. It's the same way when it comes to protecting your private property rights. There's the hard way or the easy way. The hard way is to go it alone. The easy way is to join the Paragon Foundation. The Paragon Foundation supports individuals and organizations involved in litigation, education, research, and the exchange of ideas. Get a free copy of Powerhouse Magazine and support the Paragon Foundation today by calling 1-877-847-3443. That's 1-877-847-3443 or go to the web at paragonfoundation.org.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show, and here's the star of the show, now the man who says, never ask a barber if he thinks you need a haircut, Derry Brownfield.
And we have returned. Now here's just another example of what the greenies do to try to destroy the ability to have an economic base here in this great nation of ours. At the present time, there's over 1 million board feet of lumber laying on the ground, can't be picked up. I shouldn't have said lumber. I should say timber. Trees. Remember the fires of the last couple of years? Well, the first place, you're not supposed to be able to go in there and salvage any of that timber because there might be a spotted owl in there that wants to nest in some of that old dead timber, or perhaps a pileated woodpecker or something. All right? So, but anyway, the Forest Service let a contract to Stoltz Company, which is a land and lumber company, and they've gone in now and they felled enough trees that would make over 1 million board feet of timber of lumber. I mean, but two environmental groups have filed a lawsuit, and a judge has stopped the salvage logging because this is grizzly bear habitat. Now, you'd think the grizzlies would get around in there a lot better if those dead trees were taken out. I mean, you know, but that's not the way it works. Anyway, they've got this timber laying on the ground, and they've halted the salvage of it because of the bear habitat. Now, whether they'll get to go back in there and get it, but this timber doesn't lay there forever. You know, it's going to rot. In fact, if you leave it stand, it's going to rot. So, anyhow, that's the way it goes. But F.H. Stoltz has cut 1 million board feet of timber laying there on the ground, and now they can't pick up. And, you know, I don't know that much about commercial logging, although I did spend several days once upon a time with the Weyerhaeuser people up in the state of Washington. And we watched how they handled their timber, and up in that area, they were actually clear cutting back in those days. It's been probably 12, 15 years ago that I was there. But you would think that they'd pick that timber up as fast as they cut it. I don't know. You go into the south where you have the southern pine forest, and they cut the timber and haul it out all at once. I mean, this machine that cuts they don't cut it with a chainsaw. They have a big machine that just pinches it off and lops it into logs and carries it to the edge of the timber, puts it on a truck, and it's gone the same day. But anyway, that's what's happening here. And I'm not sure exactly where this was. It's apparently up in the northwest someplace. But anyway, it's 1 million board feet of timber now that's laying on the ground. And the greeny weenies said, no, you can't go with that timber. And a judge went along with it. All because it might be a grizzly bear wanted to live there, all right? Well, there's bears in Alaska. And you're not supposed to go bear hunting with a switch. I know some people do. There's the old story about the old-timer that was riding the grizzly bear, had a rattlesnake in each hand, using them for whips, and he was whipping this bear, and he comes riding into this sheep camp, and he slid the bear to a stop, and he jumped off and drank a bunch of the sheep dip that they were dipping the sheep with. And they said, won't you stay for lunch? And he says, no. He said, I got to get going. He jumped back up on the bear and whipped it with those rattlesnakes. He says, there's a mean son of a gun after me. So, anyway, you got to be a mean son of a gun to put up with those bears. And these two people were not mean enough. Their names were Richard and Catherine Huffman. And they, one was an attorney, the other a retired school teacher, a wife and husband. They were both cautious veterans of the Alaska wilderness. Well, they weren't very cautious because they were identified as the victims of a rare, unprovoked attack of a predatory grizzly bear in the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge. They were in their tent, asleep, apparently. They had been on a two-week float trip in an inflatable kayak. And they had their food packed in bear-proof containers far from the tent. The bear wasn't hungry. He just thought, you know, this is kind of something to be fun to do. And that's what he did. It was a 300-pound bear. They know all about the bear because someone floated down the river, the same river that they were camped alongside, saw their tent all torn up, and was going to check it out, and the bear was still there. He said, hey, I've taken possession of this, and, you know, finders keepers, losers weepers, and he ran the people back to the river. So they called the Forest Service or whoever the experts up there were. They went up and they shot the bear. Bear gone. But the people were both obviously dead. He said the bear didn't try to eat them or anything. He just thought it was a fun thing to do. He'd always wanted one of those tents and a place to camp along the river. Now he has it. They tell us in Alaska about six people a year are injured by bear attacks. Two-thirds of them are hunters. Now, that's something that surprised me. How can a hunter be injured by a bear attack? If you're hunting, unless you're hunting bears with a switch, you know, you would think a hunter would be pretty capable of taking care of himself. But every other year, on the average, someone is killed. Well, we got two there at one time, so that's going to double the odds a little bit. According to the information with the Forest Service here, actually Fish and Wildlife Service, there are over 35,000 brown bears in Alaska, over 100,000 black bears, and they didn't mention the count on the grizzlies here. But anyhow, there's a lot of bears up there in that country, and they do kill folks once in a while. Now, I saw the darndest article this morning, and I wish now I had it with me and I pitched it, because I thought that is so ridiculous. But this was written by a wolf lover, and they're talking about how these wolves, we need to get all the cows out of the country. We don't need cows, because here's what happened. A cow dies, and these ranchers just leave her out there, and the wolves eat her. And then that is the way, see, these wolves were just, the best I can remember this article, these wolves were just going to consume a quiet meal. They hadn't killed a cow or anything, but they thought it would be good, and they'd try to taste this beef. Now they've got a taste for beef, and then they start killing cattle. So if we didn't have cattle out there to die, we wouldn't have this problem, because wolves wouldn't kill cattle. You know, I thought, you talk about ignorance gone to seed. Wolves are dogs, ladies and gentlemen. That's all they are. They're canine. In fact, when they were releasing the red wolves there in North Carolina, they said it was impossible by the DNA to tell whether they were crossbreed dogs or whether they were red wolves or they crossed with coyotes. They said they couldn't tell because the DNA is so the same in all the canine. Well, anyways, so much for that. Maybe by now they've developed another system, I don't know, but that's been several years ago. But anyhow, these canine like to kill stuff. That's what they were bred for from the beginning of a time. From a little bitty rat terrier that likes to kill anything that's its size or bigger, to your bigger dogs, to wolves. Why do you think dogs chase cattle out on the range or on the farm? You know, we always say there's nothing dumber than a town dog. There isn't, because they come out to the farm and they chase things and they'll run them down and kill them. So these wolves are wolves, people, and that's what they were bred for. That's what they do. But I read that article and I thought, how dumb can these folks be? I don't know where they come up with these ideas. They've just never been around animals. That's what it amounts to. Now, some more good news. It hasn't been too long ago that if your child was acting up in school and the teacher said, we need to give this kid some Ritalin to slow him down a little bit, then you said, I don't want my kid to take Ritalin. And the teacher would say, it's against the law for you to deny your child medication. That has changed. As of this past Friday, schools no longer have the upper hand in deciding whether your kid should be given Ritalin or not, or any other controlled substance. A new federal law, it's called the Individuals with Disabilities Act. That's the IDEA, I-D-E-A, Individuals with Disabilities Act, give the power to the parents to decide whether their child needs to be on psychiatric medication or not. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. As I said, your calls are welcome. Our number is 1-800-973-3779. And the phones for a change are open today. Are we on the air, Jeff? I guess we are. All right. We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
on Morgan.
We're glad that you're listening to the Derry Brownfield Show on Republic Broadcasting Network. We're now in the middle of our pledge drive so that we can continue to bring you programming like this. To donate, please call 1-800-724-2719. Again, that's 1-800-724-2719. Or visit us on the web at www.rbnlive.com. Please donate today to help us to continue to bring you the truth. Thank you very much.
Don't wait until the military draft is implemented. Don't wait until it's too late. Get your ribbons now. Your Brigham Home ribbons can be purchased at rbnlive.com or at brighamhome.org or call 877-605-9200.
You bathe, right? And those dishes and laundry, you wash them, right? If you don't worry. Otherwise, you might want to listen. Your family is exposed to harsh chemicals daily. Chlorides, ethanols, sulfates. They're used in paint thinner, solvents, fuel additives. You'll find those chemical cocktails and more in everyday detergents and shampoo. Does that bother you? It bothers the folks at Calbin Pure Soaps. For 58 years, they've produced all-natural, earth-friendly soaps and household cleaners. No animal testing, no chemicals, no dye, no antibacterials. Just safe, natural plant extracts like extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. I don't use anything but triple concentrated Calbin Pure Soaps. What are you waiting for? Call them 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Nothing to lose but the chemicals. 1-800-340-7091 or visit CalbinPureSoap.com.
Are you one of the millions who have trouble waking up every morning? Hit the snooze a few too many times? Need that morning cup of coffee to get you started? Why not put a little spice in your morning with Gano Cafe? Gano Cafe, a healthy coffee, gives you energy and vigor, increases your focus and mental clarity. Gano Cafe helps the body heal itself, strengthen the immune system, and waste elimination for detoxification. If you're a coffee drinker, you won't believe the wonderful taste of this great coffee. Ganoderma, commonly known as the reishi mushroom, has been utilized in Chinese medicine for over 2,000 years. Also known as the longevity herb, miraculous king of herbs, it's more powerful than ginseng and has much lower caffeine and acid. To get your cup of great-tasting coffee, go to healthycoffeeonline.com or call 1-888-841-6055. That's 1-888-841-6055.
And we have returned. Now back to this thing on drugging kids and Ritalin. They've just doubled the amount of Ritalin produced since 2002. In the last 4 years now, the use of Ritalin has doubled in numbers. And most of this is to kids at school. You know, if a kid gets a little active, you say, oh, I got to slow that little rascal down. The fact that he is just a kid or she is just a kid that wants to play and climb trees and do things that kids used to do. And when those kids walk 2 or 3 miles to school uphill all the way in a snowstorm, we didn't have too much of that because the little rascals were tired when they got there. But anyway, times have changed. Now, here is the law. It's called the Individuals with Disabilities Act, IDEA. It gives that power to parents, barring states and schools from keeping students out of class in cases where parents disagree with a recommendation to medicate their child. Congress is threatening to block federal aid to schools that try to force medication on students against the wishes of their parents. Congress also is considering expanding the law. A bill sponsored by Representative John Klein, he's a Republican from Minnesota and a member of the House Education Committee, would extend the Child Medication Safety Act to include psychotropic drugs such as Prozac, Paxil, and Zoloft. The bill would say, except for a contagious disease, you should not be required to provide any medication to your kid as a condition of going to school. Now, that's in this Individuals with Disabilities Act. I was not even aware that it was in the hopper. I didn't know it was going through Congress. Apparently, it was passed and signed into law because the article I have here says, as of Friday, schools no longer have the upper hand in deciding whether children should be given Ritalin or not. Personally, I am 100% opposed to schools giving anything to kids. If they can't give them aspirins, then they shouldn't give them condoms or Ritalin. But dumbing down kids with dope doesn't do them any good. I see this around horse shows all the time. Oh, this old horse, he's acting up a little bit. So we're gonna ace him a little bit. We're gonna calm him down. Well, if they want to calm him down, put a saddle on him at daylight in the morning and put 50 miles on him, and when he comes back, he won't be acting up. That's what it takes. Kids are the same way. But anyhow, it looks like it's now no longer against the law for you as a parent to say, hey, I don't want my kid to have Ritalin. I woke up this morning to the fact that London was bombed. There was 6 explosions. I'm not going into much detail on that because I don't know enough about it, and I'm sure that that's all we're going to hear on the other talk shows around the country today. When we come back, however, we do have an individual that has kind of an interesting comment concerning that. We'll be back. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
Is the Derry Brownfield Show.
The last oil shock back in 1979 started with terrorism, and gold ran from $175 to $850 an ounce, a 500% increase. Today's $50 plus oil shock also started with terrorism, and now gas prices, inflation, and gold are again rising. But it's still not too late to get in on this new gold rush that Swiss America and I have been talking about. Find out more for yourself by calling my good friends at Swiss America. It's time to restore the standard in your family nest egg and good old-fashioned gold coins. Call them now. 800-289-2646. That's 1-800-289-2646, which spells 1-800-BUYCOIN. And request a free copy of Restoring the Standard and their new DVD. Take action. Don't wait for gas prices to hit $5 a gallon. It's 1-800-BUYCOIN.
Smart growth, sustainable development, and planning and zoning. Do you and your friends and family understand what these words really mean? Get the video, Not So Smart Growth. Filmmaker Timothy Smith documents how property rights are being destroyed by the plan, Vision 2020, and the approved land use plan. This is the plan being used to restrict you from making private land use decisions and moving people off the land into sustainable communities. Not So Smart Growth recorded events as they unfolded in South Carolina, but this is the same plan being used all across the country, yes, even where you live. Get the video, Not So Smart Growth, and show it to everyone you know. This will wake people up to what is really going on in America and how serious this issue is. To order Not So Smart Growth, send $17. Check cash or money order to Smart Growth Video, P.O. Box 79, Centertown, Missouri, 65023. Indicate your preference of VHS or DVD.
As I mentioned this morning when I woke up, I saw on the national news that 6 bombs had exploded in the streets of London. And as I mentioned also a while ago, I wasn't going to talk about it, but I don't know anything about that. And I'm sure that that's all you're going to hear now for the next week on the other talk shows around over the country. But Michael in Kentucky said you have kind of an interesting set of figures on that. What's going on, Michael?
Oh, well, what time do you get up in the morning? It's probably pretty tough to fool you. What time do you get up usually in the morning?
Well,
Derry gets up at 6 o'clock no matter what time it is, right?
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what. For 100 years, I got up like at 3:30, 4 o'clock.
Yeah.
But I've outgrown that.
Oh, okay. You've outgrown that. Well, yeah. You know, you commented on the drugs and drugging the children and stuff. We've got a lot of stuff that disturbs what should probably be a normal sleep cycle of going to bed around 9:30 or 9 o'clock. Whenever it starts getting dark, your melatonin levels are supposed to go up in your brain and naturally make you sleepy. But we get all these video games and television, which also affects that little pineal gland in your brain, which also soaks up fluoride. And guess what chemical they use in a lot of these drugs to help get the alleged chemical that's supposed to settle these kids down into their brain? They use fluoride and a lot of those serotonin reuptake
inhibitors. Well, and you can't even buy toothpaste that doesn't have fluoride in it, can you?
Well, yeah, you can if you go to certain places that sell, you know, medicine, the herb places. I think Tom's of Maine sells some that has mint and baking soda and stuff in it. It's pretty good. A tube of that lasts me about 2 or 3 months. But
it lasts a lot longer if you don't brush your teeth so much.
Well, you don't have to use very much is what I'm getting at. But, yeah, you can also use the tried and true old-fashioned baking soda and maybe throw some peroxide in there.
How about a toothpick?
Not too bad.
How about a quitting stick?
You know, them Africans sure have nice teeth, and they just push some kind of wood. They use a soft wood and make sticks out of it and chew on it and push it against their teeth. And, you know, they have the best-looking teeth.
You know, I believe that teeth are inherited. I am one of the fortunate people, except for the fact that I went to a dentist when I was about 12 years old. Mm. I would have perfect teeth yet today. just last winter. A year ago, it's been 18 months ago now, I had two teeth pulled. And yeah. They're the ones that this dentist told my mother that I had cavities in. He could see them starting, but he didn't have time to pull them that day, and I was about 12 years old when that happened. And they finally went bad when I was probably 40, and I had put fillings in there, and then they went bad, and I finally had to have them yanked out. And that son of a gun had broken the enamel on two of my teeth, or I'd still have all my teeth perfect today. So there.
So sometimes the dentist ain't. It's not good when you're in the chair and you hear the grinder stop and they say, "Oops." It's not a good thing.
Well, tell me real quick. What did you have on your mind about?
Well,
the
they
bombing?
Started this morning real early. ABC broke in and they said there were 7 bombs in London. That's now been reduced to 4.
Oh, is it really? It
that
was
got
6.
Me to thinking. You know, it wasn't until last year they kept arguing. Different news agencies up in the last couple of years they kept arguing G7, G8. What are they calling these G8 meetings? You know. They kept calling it G7, I guess, because some people didn't recognize whoever Russia or whatever makes it G8. But anyway, it got me thinking this morning when there were 6, they said there were 6 subway cars and a bus bombed, and it's July the 7th. So a lot of people made a big deal out of the train bombings in Spain. There were 911 days after 9/11, and of course we all know people went way off out in left field on all the number 11s around 9/11. I just thought it was something that nobody's mentioned. It's like, you know, the elephant in the room. Here we have 7/7 and 7 bombs and the G7 meeting going on. I don't know. I just wonder why would Al-Qaeda or whoever be obsessed with numerology?
We're out of time.
Yeah.
May the good Lord bless and keep you while the near or far away. May the good you wish for others shine on you today. May your heart stay tuned to music that will cheer the hearts of men. May the good Lord bless and keep you until we meet again.
Happy trails to you until we meet again. Happy trails to you. Keep smiling until then.
Who cares about the clouds if we're together?
Just sing a song and bring the sunny weather.
Happy trails to you. Till we meet again. Happy trails.
Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work.
You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all, they're criminals.
They're criminals.
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means...
Which means they still have guns.
They still have guns. While the rest of us...
The rest of us?
The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns, people like you and me, prevent over a million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.